Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning. 7:36. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Boy, top of the morning to you.
7:36. Today, we are talking about bathroom etiquette. More importantly, washing your hands after using the restroom. Now, Hunter, I want to build up to this because this weekend, this vacation, kind of made it come to a head for me. I've always had a problem with this. I don't know if you know this about me. I'm kind of a germaphobe.
Yeah.
I wash my hands before I eat. I wash my hands sometimes before I use the restroom if I'm in a particularly dirty place.
Yeah.
Like a whorehouse or brothel, if you will. What? this weekend, while I was at home, I was using the restroom out at a bar with some buddies. And no different than any other night, but some drunk guy stumbles in. I'm washing my hands at this point, just getting started in the process. He finishes his business, comes around, taps me on the shoulder, says, "Hey, have a good night," and then walks outside. So this
burps and farts and walks away.
Basically, this man just gets done touching his genitals, touches my shoulder without washing his hands, and then walks out.
I could just picture you know, standing at the urinal, looking over at this guy's hand on your shoulder with a look on your face like, did this guy really just touch me?
Oh, my God, Hunter. I pretty much had to burn that shirt.
Hey, at least the guy didn't hug you. He could have hugged you.
Jesus. Yeah, touched my face.
Or he could have been one of those guys that constantly slaps you in the ass. Go get him. You know? Dude, don't do that.
So here's the thing, all right? It drives me absolutely bananas. Wash your damn hands after you use the restroom.
It takes 2 seconds. One little pump, you know, from the soap machine.
Yeah, that's it. Scrubby, blow dry, whatever. I don't get it. Do you wash your hands after you use it?
People are in a rush, man. Oh, yeah, I wash my hands all the time.
Every time.
I do.
You got to. Because I want to, this is, and for people that are arguing or going to argue against me on this, and feel free, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I want to hear what lame excuse you have for not washing your damn hands. I want you to think about it in a different scenario, all right? Let's say I'm going to meet someone for the first time. I'm going to meet you. Mm. That's you listening right now. And before I shake your hand, you see me reach my hand into my pants, touch my junk, and then pull my hand out and shake your hand. That is what is happening. That's the long and short of it.
Yeah, that's why I love fist bumping.
And you do. And I need to adopt that more because people are disgusting.
You know, you go in for like the handshake, then you go over to the bump, and then the person goes to the handshake. You know, I just
paper
stay with
covers
the bump.
Rock.
It's like, yeah, I'm not opening my hand, man.
And you give people enough time. You bring up to it. Like me, I do. I'll go, damn it. But I want to know people's take on this. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. And we're going to go over some numbers because there was a study done. Mm-hmm. And then you said you have a pretty gross story.
Yeah, pretty rough bathroom story.
Oh, God.
It's filthy. You think that guy touched you on the shoulder was bad? This guy.
All right, we'll be back with more.